From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Reed McCollum, reading Triplanetary by Edward E. Smith, Ph.D. Now let's begin with The Foreword by John Clute. We begin with a very big bang. 2,000 million or so years ago, Doc Smith tells us in the first sentence of Triplanetary, two galaxies were colliding. From this collision come almost all of the billions of planets that now circle the billions of stars of both galaxies. There are, however, two planets that date from before this coalescence. In what becomes our own home galaxy, there is the planet of the Eresians, the almost infinitely wise predecessor race of all civilization, which, in its wisdom, decides even before sentient life appears elsewhere, that it must remain behind the Aras of the worlds to come and secretly to uplift. The Doc does not use this term, which David Brin brought into currency decades later, but his intention is similar. Various promising races into the role of guardians of civilization. The Eresians will act as mentors. And in the second galaxy, there is the planet of the Adorians, the vile but hugely competent race that represents a principle profoundly inimical, according to the Doc, to true civilization. Adorians are, quote, intolerant, domineering, rapacious, insatiable, cold, callous, and brutal, close quote. They are also, quote, keen, persevering, analytical, and efficient, close quote. Like Doc Smith himself, they show no signs of possessing a sense of humor. Eventually, though not in this first volume of the Lensman sequence, they create the vast interlocking two-galaxy-spanning hierarchy of piratical tyrannies known collectively as Boscone. Boscone is the Aras Edor hides behind, and from the concealment of which Edorians mean to rule the Sevagram. Given the hugeness of the scale of this first volume of the Lensman sequence, it is perhaps just as well that Doc Smith, however dilettantishly full of jokes he may have been in the privacy of his own home, does not do much smiling in his text. From its very first pages, the Lensman sequence never flags for an instant from the unrelenting seriousness of the story being told. Serious does not necessarily, of course, mean profound or subtle or wise, and there are many pages in the six large volumes in which a lack of intellectual rigor or a coarseness of style and apprehension, or yet another moment in which men in uniform are numbingly adulated, or an obliteratingly provincial vulgarity, or a dumbfounding coyness about females, can nearly dislodge contemporary readers from the text. No, more than dislodge. Evict. There are moments when it is very nearly impossible to believe that you belong in the same world Doc Smith seems to own. But these moments are rare. The seriousness underlying the bully boy fun and games wins through, and any reader capable of a visceral response to the raw sound of story being told will find the Lensman books ultimately irresistible. For, unlike a lot of SF, the Lensman books make precisely the sound of story. Unfortunately, the most dangerous part of the whole six volumes, the most unrelentingly serious part of the entire sequence, the most likely portion of the narrative to disengage the contemporary reader, is the introductory section that makes up the first six chapters of Triplanetary. The very first pages do constitute a grand panorama, during which the eons-long conflict between the Eresians and the Adorians is set in train. And we learn that uplifted races on both sides, or civilization versus Boscone, will be pitted against each other in a universal war lasting millions of years. A conflict whose ultimate begetters will remain unrevealed to the leaders on either side, even to the Lensmen who comprise the core elite of the Galactic Patrol, and who, in all but name, constitute the actual rulers of civilization, Mogra democracy, which the Doc, almost certainly rightly, seems to think of as incompatible with the kinetic needs of space. But then Triplanetary coasts into what must be described as backstory. There is a reason for this, for very rarely does Doc Smith allow his readers any respite from the bronze war horn blare of his tale. The original Lensman sequence, as published in the 1930s and 1940s in Astounding Science Fiction,